And we will get to lawns in a little bit, but we actually have a special guest joining us on the phone right now from the Garden Goddess. We were talking about the resurgence in gardening locally, and one of the benefits that we don't take for granted is how beneficial fermenting food is, and what a, you know, we talk all the time about how you can start a garden and you can very easily outgrow what you're capable of consuming before it gets eaten by something else out in the garden, or
the heat destroys it, or the cold destroys it, or whatever. Sure.
And a great thing to do for our food preservation is fermenting. And we've got Suzette on the line with us to talk about locally what she's doing in fermenting. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Yes. Great to be on the show. You guys were talking about weeds earlier, and I actually use weeds in a couple of my ferments.
Well, there's another good way to get rid of them then.
I was going to say, is
have you tried spurge? Let us know if you come up with the recipe for spurge, because it's easy to grow.
I don't know what spurge is.
Oh, I bet you do.
I'm sure I've seen it.
I bet you have. Yeah,
the low growing. Well, we use dill and dandelion. I've used dandelion greens, and both of those weeds are very, very nutritious for you, and they're great for fermenters because the dandelion greens tends to be bitter, and you can sneak it in through a ferment and get the benefits from it.
And so what is the fermenting process?
Well, fermentation has been around for centuries. It really was the original form of preserving food. And, as we just remember, it wasn't that long ago that refrigerators and refrigeration was actually introduced into society, right? So fermentation really is the first form of holding on to your food. And I really believe, I know for a fact, that they realized early on that fermented foods were very beneficial to the gut and the microbiome. And I've been studying that the last 10 to 15 years, and I was learning about the microbiome about 10 years ago, and that really guided me into what I'm doing today. But with all the things that are going on, and it's so important for us to learn how to grow our own food and really learn how to ferment our own food. And it's a very simple process. Your vegetable or whatever you're going to ferment, we can ferment fruit too and make vinegar and wines and salt. A good quality salt and an airtight condition is really all you need to make a great fermented food that is rich in probiotics and excellent for your immune system.
And what kind of product lines are y'all currently fermenting here locally?
Well, we are Arizona's first fermented food company, and company name is called Garden Goddess Ferments, F-E-R-M-E-N-T-S. So, or you can go to ggferments.com. And we make four different flavors of sauerkraut and a fermented beet juice called beet kvass. And beets are big on the scene right now, right? Everybody's talking about the benefits of beets. And they're a beautiful color. They are loaded with all these nutrients, but they're high in sugar. We even make them to be a sugar product. And so we all know how bad sugar is for us. And beet sugar is beet sugar. When you ferment the beet and any other vegetable or fruit, you're really, the bacteria is consuming that sugar out of it. And that's what makes it a power superfood, is consuming that sugar.
Beet kvass? Well, you sent us
beet kvass. It's a fermented beet juice. You can find it on our website, or you can go to pickupthebeet.com. But really, 2 ounces a day, and it has just been it's been around for about 2 centuries. The Eastern Europeans called it a cure-all. And if you go to my website, you can find a variety of benefits that people have achieved from drinking just 1 ounce a day. And it's from, you know, pulling radiation out of your blood from chemotherapy treatments, to killing sugar cravings, to clearing up acne, to lowering blood pressure, to reducing weight, to increasing energy levels, to dilating the blood vessels. I mean, beets are really are a superfood. And by fermenting them, it just makes it a more powerhouse.
And could I take that 2 ounces and, let's say, dilute it in a 12-ounce of my milk in the morning just to camouflage it all?
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't put it in milk.
Orange juice. I'm just
trying
to give
How about vodka?
Vodka is great. You know, people ask me what it tastes like, and it tastes like dirt. And you guys love dirt, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you shouldn't be afraid of a little dirt. So dirt is actually very, very good for us. It's good for us to play in the dirt. It's good for us to build gardens. And have our children in there and absorbing those microbes through our feet and through our hands.
GardenGoddessFerments.com. Arizona locally fermented foods.